Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, well, well. That's right. It's me saying the well, well, well part. The Celtics, Sixers, Wolves, still rolling. I'm still excited about the Wolves and the Sixers of that all, because those are unexpected teams. But today we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to talk about something that we're very thankful for, and that's this rookie class. I don't know about you guys, when I first check NBA stuff in the morning, the first thing I check on is the rookie. It's no longer like my teams. I'm checking on my rookies, my rooks. But anyways, we're going to discuss the rookies. We're going to talk some New York Metro hoops and more with True Hoops podcaster and actor Gerard Hector on today's episode. I'm Jack O'Brien.
And I'm producer Jabari in for Miles.
And this is Miles and Jack and sometimes Jabari Got Mad Boosties.
Curry, a three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry from downtown again!
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Well, well, well. Welcome. Welcome, Jabari. Welcome back. I was sick last week. Miles is out on a couple days vacation today. But thank you, Jabari, as always, for being here. And thank you, Gerard Hector, for being on the show. Welcome, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Glad to be here. Who said Miles can go on vacation, though? Who approved that PTO?
Hey, look, right? he didn't come across my desk. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he just, you know, he wants to mess with your head. He sends a broken Zoom link. He wants to see that you want to be on the show enough to get through his tricks, mm-hmm, his mind, mm-hmm, games. But what is jumping out to you? What is the first thing you guys are checking for when you check NBA stuff in the morning?
For me, like you, like I like looking at, see what the rookies have done. And you know, look, while we're giving these rookies a lot of love, and we should, you know, look, the NBA is, it's a young man's league, as one Kevin Durant recently said. But I do like to check in on the old heads and see how they're doing. And you know, the old heads still hanging on. LeBron's still out here pumping in some good numbers. KD, Steph Curry, you know, the old heads still saying, not quite yet, youngsters. We're still here.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm checking for all of it, but because I'm silly and ridiculous, I look at NBA Twitter first to see what jokes, you know, folks got off, and then I'll see what those were related to after, mm-hmm, the fact. Mm-hmm.
Jokes, yeah, that's good. Check for jokes.
I like jokes. Jokes are good. Cool. other thing I'm checking, the odds on those in-season tournament, on the in-season tournament. I don't know. I just had this question because I saw a quote from a Pacer. I forget which Pacer was, but they were like, we're fully bought in on the in-season tournament.
Halliburton.
Yeah, Halliburton's like, we're in. We are motivated by this. And I feel like that's something you have to take into account because when you look at the odds, it's all just, basically looks the same as the championship odds, right? Like it's the Celtics and the Bucks and the Nuggets and the Lakers. And I feel like it's going to be somebody who really wants it and might not necessarily be like one of those teams that's not necessarily turning it on at this point in the season. But I could see a team like the Pacers making some noise. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a situation where, you know, yes, of course, the Pacers are, the aspirations are to, you know, make the postseason. But if you're a team like that, that there are certainly no guarantees, you might as well take advantage of, you know, a potential, the first in-season, you know, championship.
Yeah.
Look, I am a big fan of this tournament. Look, at True Hoop, you guys know, we spend a lot of our time criticizing the NBA. You know, we love the sport. We want it to be great. So we're going to call attention to things that we don't like and that are bad. But when they do something good, I have to give them props. And the in-season tournament is a good idea. Now, as someone like myself, who is a European football fan, the in-season tournament is not anything new or weird to me. It's perfectly normal and it makes perfect sense. It's not complicated, not difficult to understand. I like the fact that for football, for me, European football, soccer, for those of us in the States, I like that my team has multiple chances to win trophies every year. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Versus American sports, where it's like, you don't win a championship, you're a loser.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Do you see this in football, as I pronounce it? Will people who haven't won a title, like, for instance, the Lakers being high up there in terms of the odds, doesn't make a ton of sense to me because they are a team that has, and maybe like this doesn't matter because, you know, they don't pay attention to narratives as much as I do, but like they're a team that won a title recently and then were like had that title discounted for not being like a real title, you know, like the Mickey Mouse title of it all, the bubble title of it all. So like, I feel like LeBron's maybe not going to go his hardest for the in-season tournament as opposed to somebody like Halliburton. But maybe that doesn't matter because LeBron James is good at basketball.
Here's how it works, though, right? And I hear what you're saying. And look, it you know, the best, the gift and the curse for Adam Silver would be for the Lakers to be in the championship game of the inaugural in-season tournament, right? Because you know we're going to get a bunch of eyeballs, so that works. So that's good. But the curse is, oh, if LeBron says something like, who cares? You know, we're worried about Larry O.B. come June or whatever. However, what I love about it is in group play, as you know, okay, you got to win your group, whatever. It's single elimination from here on out, right? Lakers have a bad night or LeBron's hurt and they're out. Well, so what? Nope, too bad. You don't win. And the Pacers in particular, because of how they play with that up-tempo style, that's not easy to scout for. You catch them on a Tuesday night of a knockout game and you're not ready, they'll run you out the gym. Oh, well, you're out.
Yeah. And we kind of alluded to it last week. At the very least, yeah, it's one of those where I really don't see the harm in it. You know, you had people that are saying like, well, why? You know, and a lot of that is probably based in like not fully understanding, you know, what it is. You know, but we heard the same complaints and the same, you know, hesitance when they introduced the play-in, and it has been absolutely fantastic. Each of like each year that they've had it, it seemed, at least on my end, it seems like it's gotten better. So for me, you know, we complain about
never complaining when the play-in rolls around.
There you go. Exactly.
We as human beings, our natural inclination is to reject the unfamiliar, right? That's just what we do as humans. Everyone's got opinions about it. Oh, this thing sucks. I'm like, how do you know it sucks? It hasn't even happened yet, and already it sucks. Like, right? It's like making a comment about a restaurant that you've never been to. How would you know if you haven't been here? If you've been there and eaten the food, but you already got an opinion about it. Let it play out. And remember, this is year one. It's going to look very different as it iterates and they tweak and it goes over time. So guys, I love it. I think it's great. It's working.
And really what it is we complain, all of us complain about November basketball, even December basketball, not really meaning a lot. All of a sudden, with some extra stakes, it does mean something. So like, I'm on the same page.
Yeah. The single elimination of it all. I think we've seen with the play-in, people can act like they're not going to enjoy it. But the second there's a single elimination game with stakes, everybody's pretty
excited.
That
has been proven over time, single elimination to be the number one ratings thing in sports. Because literally... right? You just don't know. You have a bad game. The best team can get knocked out. That's what's so great.
Yeah. Well, I'm expecting to see the Oklahoma City Thunder getting some love in the odds for the in-season tournament fairly soon, which brings us to rookies. We're going to start with Wemby, but we're going to get to Chet pretty soon. But by the time this is released, most teams will have played around 15 to 16 games, so almost 20% of the regular season, and a fifth, if my math is correct. Yes, that works. And so I don't know. We have a sample size. It's not a big sample size, but we've gotten a chance to look at these young fellows and their teams. And Wemby, I don't know. I think this guy might be good at basketball. I think he's got a future in the league.
Yeah. I'm with you there. I think Wemby's going to be pretty good. Look, you know, San Antonio clearly is not interested in winning games right now. And that is a challenge for someone like Wemby, who's trying to get his feet wet, learn the league, right? Because the idea is, when this team is ready to win, right, ultimately in a couple of years, who are the people that are on the team right now that are going to be with him in those couple of years? Maybe Devin Vassell, because of the contract he signed. Maybe Keldon Johnson. That's about it, right? Like, no, and those guys are maybes. No one's even a guarantee, right? We'll see about Jeremy Sochan. We'll see about everybody else, who's going to make it or not. So it's going to be kind of, you know, he's got to kind of go through that learning experience. But listen, he's so skilled. He's so tall. He does things on a nightly basis that you're like, how the did you do that? Right. And it's fantastic. I love seeing it. I am a basketball heightist. I love all tall, skilled people. I would love nothing but a game full of 7-footers, because that's just, I love seeing that. So, you know, works for me.
Yeah. So he's leading all rookies in scoring, 18.6 points per game. Second only to Ausar Thompson in rebounding at 9.1 rebounds per game. And then leads all rookies in blocks with 2.6 per game, which is a lot of blocks. You know, Anthony Davis is up in the threes, which is incredible. Mm. But his splits aren't great, but, you know, it's been really inconsistent. He's taking 5.6 attempts for three, which seems like maybe too many, but his shot looks so good that it doesn't really bother me when I'm watching the games.
So to the point that, you know, like you were just making, Gerard, not taking anything away from his current teammates, I'm always careful when I introduce these topics, but what types of players do you think they need to eventually surround Wemby with? Like, who's going to get allow Wemby to be, you know, as much of Wemby as he can be?
Well, first, a lead ball handler, point guard, whatever, that's really not relevant. A lead ball handler who can make a proper entry pass would be helpful, right, to start. Mm-hmm. that is a lost art, apparently, in the game of basketball, which is very strange.
I've turned into my middle school basketball coach, where suddenly all I care about is entry passes. I'm like, what? Guys, right? Work on your entry passes, guys.
Why are you throwing the ball down by his ankles? I don't get it, right? Like, he's 7'4", put it up high where you can get it. You need a center who can bang and grab rebounds on the interior. He's big, but who can also step out in space, right? So it's that Miles Turner-esque type of player, right? Who's got a body who can, I can grab rebounds on the interior, but I can also space out as well to five, right? Because I think ultimately what San Antonio wants to do is play five out. So I think that would work out well. And then, you know, what every team needs, right? The Uber Predator, Apex Predator, wing player, right? Who can score and, like, right? Everybody needs that. But those kinds of players, right, who again understand the concept of how to make passes, right? How to use his height as an advantage.
Yeah. An Ausar Thompson type would be nice. Like somebody on the wing who's just gobbling.
The only thing about Ausar that I worry about and his brother is I don't know if they can shoot. And the thing about shooting is everybody's like, oh, you can just learn. I'm like, well, Giannis has been learning for years and he still can't.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, it can they? We'll see.
Yeah.
A little bit more difficult when you're 6'6 as opposed to 6'11.
Correct.
Yeah. In my experience. Yeah. Chet has been coming on real strong lately. He's putting up 17 points, 7.5 or almost 8 boards, 2.1 blocks on 56. 46-90 splits.
I mean, put Chet in the Hall of Fame right now. Write it over. Wrap it up.
But I don't know. And so he had his big coming out game. Like we talked about Wemby's big game against the Spurs, against the Suns, where he just wouldn't let his team lose and came through in the clutch. Chet had that with 36 against Golden State, a game tying turnaround three, kind of falling out of bounds. Just incredible. Like he feels like the more they get him involved in the offense, the better they get. And OKC is 10-4 with a 6-1 road record, which is pretty incredible. So I don't know. If anybody had called this in the off season and said OKC was actually secretly a contender, that would have been unbelievable. Oh wait, I did.
That's was right. You, huh?
Yeah, that was me.
You picked up on that, huh?
Yeah, right.
He actually patting
yourself on the back. Oh, you. What were the odds? What'd you bet on that?
I think it was 33-1. It wasn't long enough. It should have been longer, but it's 33-1 for them to win the title.
To win the
title.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, it should have been longer. You're right. It should have been longer than 33, but still,
Yeah, we were in a casino, and that's what you do.
And you said, why not?
Yeah.
Look, the big thing with Chet, and, first of all, he's phenomenal. Two things that he has as an advantage. While it is his first year playing, it is his second year in the league, right? Being around the team for an entire year and understanding the NBA game is huge. Also, this is something that my podcast partner, Coach Thorpe, has mentioned. He had a meal with Mark Degnault, head coach of the OKC Thunder, every single day last season. And, the average fan probably hears that and they're like, who cares, whatever. I'm like, no, that stuff matters, people. Like, the 99% of the players in the NBA, their success is going to be determined based on where they get drafted and what the environment is like to incubate them. And as alpha and whatever as these guys are, they need what David calls royal jelly, right? They need someone to be like, nah, man, we believe in you. Here's what we want you to do. We think you can do this, right? And he had a ton of that last year. Now, the piece on the court that is why Chet is also a more impactful player than Victor, if you look at his estimated plus minus, I mean, Chet's top 10 in the league right now in EPM, right? And that helps when you play with a top 5 player in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and an MVP candidate, right? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was NBA All-NBA first team last year, which by definition means top 5. And he was top 5 in MVP voting. Someone who knows how to throw an entry pass. Someone, right? Like, there's so many things that Shai does so well. And the rest of that team with Jalen Williams and Giddy and Lou Dort, right? Yeah, they're that team works well. So he's got better pieces around him. And so it's much easier for him to have impact. And Chet's also very good on top of that.
Yeah. I feel like everyone is going to say that they're, they're the darlings or the surprise team, but I feel like they're actually already there. Are they there?
So it's interesting, right? Like, I think that can be like what Sacramento was last year and what Memphis was 2 years ago in terms of the regular season. When it comes to postseason, I mean, they haven't done it yet, right? But that's everybody, right? No one's done it until they do it, right? That's how it works. I'm also still not 100% sure about the rest of that team. Josh Giddey's great as a passer. He's not shooting well right now, and his plus-minus stats are awful right now. When he's on the floor, they are losing possessions and losing the game. That's not good. Lou Dort's good. Jalen Williams, who starts, is very good. The rest of that team, though, as good as Isaiah Joe is shooting threes off the bench, everybody else is a minus player off the bench. And so, that's concerning when you're talking about what are they going to do in the postseason. But who the hell cares about the postseason? Get there first and be a dominant regular season. Win 45 games, right? Win 50 games. Then you're like, ooh, this team's fun, right? Let's get themselves back to that level when, once they lost all their three superstars they drafted a decade ago, people were like, when's it ever going to happen for them? Well, they seem to be coming back around now.
Yeah, they're good at this draft thing, it turns out.
Turns out.
Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about the rest of the rookies that we're keeping an eye on. We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And all right, so the two we've discussed so far were the two that I was watching from the start. They haven't disappointed. In fact, they've exceeded. Like, I was worried that Wemby, they might just like be kind of keeping him on ice a little bit and like letting him pop in here and there, but they're letting him play. I feel like they're handling it well, his development. He's getting a lot of reps. He looks awesome. People I wasn't necessarily checking for at first, and now I'm checking for, is number one on that list, Asar Thompson with the Pistons. Leading rookies in rebounding at 6'6", but does basically everything. 11.6 points per game, 10 rebounds per game, 3.4 assists, 1.7 blocks per game, 1.2 steals per game. To be top 10 in the league in blocks at 6'6" is wild.
He is a tremendous athlete. He's already a very good defender for a rookie. This Detroit's got someone who, again, if he learns to shoot, he becomes what I talked about, that, you know, what does San Antonio need? Well, he becomes that apex predator wing player that that helps you win championships if he can learn to do that, right? And that's huge.
Yeah. Also, just, he's top five offensive boards in the whole league, which is wild. It also brought to my attention that Mitchell Robinson is pulling down 6.1 offensive boards a game.
He's a menace. He is an absolute menace. And with Steven Adams out with injury, Mitchell Robinson is now the best offensive rebounder in the NBA. I mean, he is just an absolute terror on the boards.
Moses Malone has the record for most offensive rebounds per game in a season with 7.2. And Mitchell Robinson has 6.1 right now. Like, he's unbelievable on the offensive glass.
I mean, you guys remember, I mean, you might be too young to remember how Mo used to do his thing, right? The best offense was throw it up on the board. I'm going to go get it, put it back up, and we're going to score.
Yeah. Throw it up, grab it, throw it right over. All right, I'm gonna go out on this limb and say it. I'm the one that's truly an SR guy. I'm calling him a mini Matrix right now, and I know how crazy that is. No. I recognize it's not fair to a rookie to expect that type of career, but that's
Sean Marion.
When I watch him, that's what I look at.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, he does seem to be also moving at a different speed than everybody else when he's out there. So I could definitely see that. All right, Derek Lively for the Mavs is a major contributor right away. I mean, he's big, he's tough. Anything jumping out to you about him?
You know what helps? Playing with Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
You know, it's this thing we learn with rookies, right? Who do they have on their team that they play with? Oh, an all-NBA caliber player. Wow, they play a lot. But yeah, it helps. Like, great players make you play better, right? That's why they're so great. But no, he's a great role man at the rim. And remember, in that class, in his high school class, I believe he was the best player in that class when they were getting ranked in high school. And then, you know, in Duke, he really didn't, like, you know, score the way that people wanted him to score. And I don't know whether that was, like, a Duke thing or whatever. But, you know, this kid's got a lot of talent. And, you know, if Dallas is the right place to incubate him, which, I don't know, we'll see, he could really be something special.
The college thing is so weird, like, because we talked about how, like, Chet's game looked totally different. Like, he was obviously a contributor on a very good team in college, but his game looked, like, I had no idea that he was capable of any of the things that we're seeing. It's just, yeah, and Lively is, it does make you wonder, like, why anybody would go play in college when, you know, it is such a different sport that does such a great job of camouflaging your skills from, you know, making it hard to see how good you are.
It is a different sport.
Yeah.
Especially at schools like Duke and Kentucky, when they're, like, stacked beyond belief. You know, certain guys are not going to stand out. Yeah. Even though they've got some serious game.
Anyone else you guys want to call out?
I like Bilal Coulibaly from the Wizards. This guy can defend already pretty well. I think he might be able to, like, because of the work ethic and how he wants to develop, he's really got a chance, I think, to be a very good player in this league. But again, Washington.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know, if he ends up being really good, they'll find a way to ship him to the Lakers. And you know what? The world will be a better place.
I was going to say, that'll work out for the Lakers.
Watching other teams is just window shopping for Lakers fans.
There it is.
Yeah. He'd be a nice piece. We should grab him.
I mean, that's really what it is.
Anyone else, Jabari, you want to call out?
Yeah, you know, Jordan Hawkins has been impressive. You know, he's had some big scoring nights. You know, it doesn't hurt that he's in a good situation there with the Pels. They've got a ton of talent there. But in the event that they run into, you know, hit the injury bug or get hit by the injury bug, you know, it's good to see that they've got another guy that can fill it up, you know, within their system. And, you know, honestly, we haven't really seen much out of him, but I really can't wait to see what Scoot eventually looks like. You know, he only played five. You know, it seemed like he was even banged up coming into the year.
Yeah,
able to get that right physically, it would be great to, you know, I can't wait. He's one of the guys that I was looking forward to most coming into the year.
Yeah.
I also got shout out Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Keontae George, you know, for Miami and Utah, respectively. You know, they seem like Utah's turned the keys over to Keontae the last five games. And, you know, listen, players need, especially rookies, they need playing time. It's like oxygen, right? That's how they get better. Now, coaches are reticent to play them because they're going to make mistakes, but that's how they learn. Like, right. They have to make mistakes and that's how they get better.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of the injury bug, Beal out at least 3 more weeks due to continued back issues. I don't know. Didn't Phoenix used to have, like, a fabled health team that could, like, bring anyone back from the dead or, you know, keep people from falling apart? They need those guys back, man.
A long time ago, they had that.
I know. I want to see these three guys play together.
And now, listen, I can't say it too much, but I'll just say this. That medical and healthcare training staff has a lot to be desired, and I'll leave it at that. You know, when you say, okay, Bradley's going to be cleared to play, everything's good, and we're ready to roll, and all of a sudden you put out you get the press release from the PR group, and they say, we're going to take the next 3 weeks to actually focus on what's wrong with Bradley Beal. I'm like, so what were you doing before then?
Right.
Yeah. What? Like, what? So you weren't focused on that before? And look, I want to be fair to them. Backs are tricky and they're very difficult. And there's no, right? Pun intended, there's no exact science, right? It's a very tricky thing. But you behoove you, Matt Ishbia. You spent however many billion dollars you spent to buy this team. And you now have, in total contracts, $500 million, give or take, sunk into Booker, Durant, and Beal, players who have injury histories. I would think you would want to make sure that your health and performance and training staff are doing everything they can, and they are top of the line and really like, no, we got to make sure these guys are good to go, you know, and we don't know. So far, not great. But,
yeah,
you know, Beal and Durant, Booker and Durant playing well.
Yeah.
Latest rumor, by the way, is that, you know, he might be out till Christmas. And if that's
very possible, it's very possible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, yeah, they're hanging in. They're 7-6 as of this recording. So hopefully they can keep treading water. But, you know, with some of the other teams starting as fast as they are, it feels like there's a little bit more pressure than maybe people were expecting coming in for everybody to be able to, you know, maintain a pretty decent record. So you're within striking distance.
The flip side of that is now you put a lot of strain on a 35-year-old Kevin Durant, who is putting up MVP caliber numbers yet again to start the season, playing double overtime. Watching the game, I'm like, Frank, you do realize you have an in-season tournament game on Tuesday and a back-to-back, the second game on Wednesday, a national TV game against the Golden State Warriors. And you know the whole league's policy about participation. What are you going to do? You're going to play him in the in-season tournament and sit him on the second round of a back-to-back? And don't ask him, because he'll play 1,000 minutes a game if he could, right? Which, a good idea, right? So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, there's that stat from the Dunk Central, NBA Central, mm-hmm. that was like LeBron at 38 years old, 26.4 points, 8 boards, 6.5 assists, 67% true shooting. KD, 31.4 points, 7 rebounds, 5.5 assists, 64% true shooting. And then Steph, you know, 30, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 67.5 true shooting. LeBron's true shooting percentage is the thing that I was like, wow, man.
He's shooting it well to start the season. He really is.
He's 38 and KD and Steph are 35. So I don't know. The post ends with like, this is still their league. And we got some other candidates, but they're certainly up there.
It kind of goes towards the point that Gerard made earlier of like, you know, yes, the rookies, yes, the new guys are fun to watch, but you know, we're still checking for these old heads because they are still checking the league.
Yeah, still know what they're doing. So LeBron put up 37, 8, 6 rebounds, 3 steals in 40 minutes against Houston. And then Austin Reeves came through with the compliment. But he said that he's the best to do it, maybe with the exception of Tom Brady. I would just be like, hey, man, as your editor, I would just cut that last, like, maybe with the exception out, mm-hmm, because first of all, LeBron, I don't know. LeBron doesn't want to hear your thoughts on Tom Brady. And also, Tom Brady wasn't having to take a lot of contact out there in his old age. Like, LeBron's having to go down the middle. Like, you know.
We also do this with NFL quarterbacks, and I'm sorry I'm biased, but NFL quarterbacks cannot be on top athlete list to me. I'm sorry. You play half the game and sit the other half. Like, sorry. Like, everybody else on these lists got to play both ways. You know, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But anyways, that would be my note to Austin Reeves. Maybe just say he's the best to ever do it, because it is the greatest athletic feat I've ever seen from somebody this age, like this much older than anyone I've ever seen perform at this level with, you know, and like by perform, it's not like he's got a cool like trick that he figured out to like get the ball out quickly and like nobody gets near him. He's playing at an incredibly high level against the best athletes in the world and still doing it like almost as well as he's ever done it.
Makes you wonder, huh?
All right. Should we take one more break and we'll come back and do the rapid fire round of questioning, the fastest segment in all of sports podcasts. We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and it is time for the rapid fire round of questioning. Gerard, this is where we take questions, we fire them at you, and you just got to pet. It's just right back. No thoughts. No, you're not allowed to. And if we try to slow it down by asking dumb questions or follow-up questions, and we will, you have to somehow keep it moving, even though we will not allow you to do that. Jabari, do you want to kick us off?
I don't know. You know what? No. You go ahead and go first. It's you.
All right.
Or does Gerard have a preference?
You guys flip a coin. Doesn't matter. Whoever goes, goes.
All right. Brian, start the clock.
Sorry, Brian.
What is the most underrated NBA city to visit, and what's your must-have meal in that town?
Oh, my God. Salt Lake City and Steak Frites.
Okay.
Steak frites?
Yeah.
In Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
That's their French cuisine. Mm-hmm. Not what I would have expected from the people of Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm. That is definitely the first time we've gotten that answer. That's awesome. All right.
Yeah.
I've got to throw it out to you.
But what is it about Salt Lake?
So, you know, it's Utah's. That's the problem. It's Utah. So you're like, right? Like, read between the lines, people. But yeah. there are fun places to go. And then if you want to take a little bit of a longer trip, go to Park City, which is a little bit further from Salt Lake. You got some good stuff there too. Home of the Sundance Film Festival.
Park City. And Gerard, we do need you to keep it moving here. You did fall for it.
Sorry, you asked me questions. You're like, I gotta tell you.
All right, so let's keep it going. Gerard, who is the most underappreciated of the truly all-time greats? Give us a guy that deserves to be mentioned, but is often left out of the all-time debates, if you will.
Kevin Durant.
Oh, we're talking top five all time?
I mean, you didn't say top five. You just said all time great.
But now.
Tim Duncan.
Okay. I'm
okay.
It's fair. I'm not even going to argue.
Now I've heard of him. So, but
move
yeah,
on.
I guess.
Next.
You can take two players from all of history to create your Mad Boosties Edition NBA Jam team. Which two players are you taking?
Chris Paul. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Wow.
Ooh.
Chris Paul and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I went old school. Move on. Anyway, next.
All right.
Chris Paul's game does feel like it would have, like, he could have been out there in the 70s and you'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. Or in the 80s or in the 90s. Or, I mean, I don't know that I would have expected
you guys out here stalling.
All right. You know what? He's on to us. The gimmick is old. But if you could have any player's skill set for a day, whose and which skill set would it be?
Oh, my God. Kevin Durant shooting.
Yeah.
But this is your body, not a 7-foot body.
Oh, well, you didn't say that.
That's why I said, that's why I specified with skill set and which would it be?
Let's see. Chris Paul's decision making.
All right.
There you go. All right. And that would apply to the rest of your life, too, like buying insurance, for instance. All right. You can watch a movie with one of these players. You got to pick one, and then I'll tell you what movie you're watching based on their past tweets.
Okay.
You can watch a movie with Reggie Jackson, Jalen Brunson, Robert Covington, Danny Green, or Justice Winslow.
Damn, I'm going to go Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson. You are watching episode 3 of Star Wars. Based on his tweet. What is the best Star Wars movie ever? Any answer that is not episode 3 is wrong. Anakin is my favorite. Least favorite is Darth Maul. Come only on. Because he shouldn't have died after the first movie.
You're showing your age here. The best Star Wars movie ever is Empire Strikes Back.
I'm not showing my age. Jalen Brunson's showing his age.
Not only are you watching it, you're watching it with a guy that thinks episode 3 is the best.
That's right.
All right. You can go back in time and permit either Prime Magic or Prime Kobe to make a run with this year's squad. Which one are you choosing to take that ride?
I'm going to make y'all mad. Prime Magic all day, every day.
That's not going to make
me mad. Not going to make me mad. Good over here. And finally, the ultimate question, Jack or Jabari?
Ooh, Miles.
Wow.
He did it to us.
Need
to show up to work today.
I know.
He's getting flowers. Says,
who do we have on the scale? Who?
Oh, just Ferris Bueller. You know, everyone's just like, man, that guy's so cool. He doesn't even have to show up. Gerard Hector, such a pleasure having you on the show. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Yeah, people can follow me on that site that used to be called Twitter, that's now X'd, at JS Hector. You can find me on Blue Sky if you're on there. Gerard Hector, JARODHECTOR. And of course, at TrueHoop.com.
True Hoop. Amazing. Jabari, where can people find you?
Well, of course, they can find the show at hashtag Mad Boosties. They can find me at Jabari Davis NBA. And you can also find Miles, the real talent out of the two of us, at Miles of Gray. What about you?
I'm at Jack_O'Brien. Shouts out to our listener of the week, Paul Garaventa, for tagging and pointing out a bad business decision versus Portland. Chet got yoked on. Chet, you know, he's taken some business decisions, and it was Tumani Kamara.
If you're gonna block shots, you're gonna get dunked on. It's fine.
That's right. That's gonna happen. All right, that's gonna do it for us this week. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We are back next week with another episode, and we'll talk to y'all then.
Bye.
Bye.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.